Thank you, Rem. No opportunity for using the one-minute warning sign there, I'm sad to say. Right, now we have two responses, not three. The first one from Rick Fuentes cannot be with us, so if I can invite Enrique. I see if you're there. Yes, I can't see you. It's for the first of our two responses. Do you want to do it from there? Yes.
Well, I like to try to refer to the presentations that have been made. When we talk about developing countries, for example, as a generalization, is it difficult to, because, for example, relating to crime, one thing that one finds in Asian cities with a very great inequality is that they are very safe in general, and instead Latin American cities are very unsafe. I think crime is one of those issues where it's very difficult to find why is it that happens or not happens. And we are only beginning to touch upon those things. For example, in Colombia, the family is in a very big mess. 28% of children under 5 live without their father. 42% of children under 10 live without their father. Something which is, of course, unheard of in Vietnam or Thailand. Maybe this has some relation to it. Nevertheless, there are other matters that also affect the issue of crime. But, for example, in Colombia, a country which is, of course, world famous for crime more than for anything else, in Bogotá, during a time of recession, economic recession in Colombia over a period of about 7 years, we were able to bring the murder rate down from 87 per 100,000 inhabitants to 27 per 100,000 inhabitants in a matter of 7 years, which still is a very high rate, but well below many other cities in the world, in Latin America in particular, and even lower than Washington, D.C. And it's not very clear to me exactly how we achieve this, but I think it has to do partly with the legitimacy, something that was similar to what Sophie was saying, having to do with the convictions, cultural values and expectations or shared convictions. That legitimacy is a very, very peculiar concept because it has not to do with objective measurement, but with a perception of a people that a society is just and that it works. For example, Americans may think French socioeconomic arrangements are a disaster, completely communistic and all that, but the French think they are the best thing in the world and they are ready to die for it, and vice versa. The French may think the American society is most unfair, unjust, and inhumane society in the world, yet the Americans think it's the best thing could ever exist, the most fair and just, and they would be willing to die for it. This is a very difficult feeling to find in the developing societies where people think their societies are unjust, they are corrupt. So it's very difficult to have the moral authority to punish criminals. In these circumstances, not only that, if people don't feel there is legitimacy, it's difficult for people to obey the law. It's more difficult for people to denounce those who break the law. And more difficult, even so, to punish those who break the law, to pass laws that are strict. We tend to have a feeling in developing cities, in particular in Latin America, that to be strict in law enforcement is authoritarian and that is non-democratic. Well, I think it's totally the contrary, because the most vulnerable people are those most affected by crime, such as children, women, the poor. So I like to say that I think some of the, even though despite the disrepute of the broken window theory, the fact is that I do believe that there are crime, if we have quality public space, it tends to improve a lot security. I don't know exactly what it is, because it constructs more social justice and legitimacy. Well, because it is, because if we have more parks, people are there more with the family instead of being drunk and killing each other afterwards. Or whether because in other public spaces, people tend to behave better and we attract more people, and not the Jane Jacobs theory of more people in the street and safety. Somehow there is a correlation. We have had a very high correlation between quality public spaces and security. We did some other interesting experiments, and I think I have maybe 2 minutes more. For example, I mentioned yesterday, we closed the streets during the Sundays, 120 kilometers for 7 hours, and we did this a night near Christmas. And we got like about 3 million people out in the street with the baby carriages, with cameras, everything. And zero crime, absolutely. I suppose even the thieves were there with their children. but the fact is that this is a collective conquering of fear. And these type of exercises contributed very much to reduce people's sense of fear. Because when we talk about cities, I think half the issue is crime or itself, and half, and perhaps more than half, the important issue is, as Sophie was saying, the perception of crime. And these type of exercises are very useful for people to get a new feeling that. And just one comment about the. Rem Koolhaas' presentation is art almost, so it's difficult. But when he says that. To knock down a highway, or if I understood well, to demolish a highway to make more of a pedestrian city is because of some hyper-nostalgic type of... I am hyper-nostalgic, but especially in developing countries where we have not yet these elevated highways, I do not want to become so advanced yet.